Ready for the 4th of July celebrations. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this fabulous nation. I just have one question. With or without sauerkraut? Figure that out. With or without sauerkraut? How do you like them dogs? 855-266-KATE. That is the most important thing to answer. 855-266-5283. I am officially a national ambassador for sauerkraut because suddenly people aren't eating quite as much of it. And I feel I want to take this on as just a sidebar kind of stint for me in trying to push the virtues of kraut. One of the best things about it, not only does it taste good, zero calories. Zero calories. You can eat as much sauerkraut as you want, although be a little bit careful with that sauerkraut stuff. Big news coming out of Washington. And probably not being talked about a lot because it's one of those weird weeks where a lot of people are already hitting the highway, or if they're staying home, they are shutting it down. They are not really paying attention to the rest of the world. But when they wake up from the slumber, what they will find out is, especially if they're running a company, the requirement that's part of the Obamacare law that will require employers to provide health insurance for their workers doesn't kick in until 2015 because the rule book for figuring this out, the ridiculous tax codes and everything, were so cumbersome and made no sense that basically the phone lines were blown up. Basically, the IRS had no more resources they could throw to the let's answer a question on this anymore. It's unreasonable what was being proposed, and they realized it was unreasonable, that they need to simplify it, the whole reporting requirements. So, and what, because that's what the mandate is. The businesses have to report about their workers' access to insurance, so they move to postpone the reporting requirements. That way they don't have to deal with it, which is huge for these companies that we're having a problem struggling with it. And it's interesting, too, because the IRS has to implement Obamacare. Remember, they hired 5,000 people to try to manage this thing, and we saw how they managed the tax-exempt department in Cincinnati, Ohio, and in Washington, D.C., and who knows where all those directives came from. You know, the 501c3s that got tossed aside. Would you trust the IRS to not bungle this? The answer is no, 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 and no. So the American Action Forum is who? A Washington advocacy group. There are tons of those, by the way. We've had a bunch of them on the show. Say that the Obamacare had cost a total of $30.8 billion so far and 111.4 million hours for completing paperwork alone. See how ridiculous is that? Is that a money bust or what? That is $30.8 billion. 55,000 employees that work 2,000 hours a year would be needed, they say, to process all the red tape associated with this Affordable Health Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare. And the mandate is a mess, so it's pushed off till 2015 until they can get a handle on it. So here's the problem. Remember how many pages were in the bill that became the law? And all the amendments that were stuffed in between and all the arguments over those. Now this is what happens. You pay the price. This is what it is. I think I finally figured it out. The key way that we are making laws in this country is they come up with a concept, okay, whatever it is, even if it's the hot button ones like, hot button would be laws and immigration reform, let's say. Then the idea is you just play the long odds. So you get a bunch of headlines, people start talking about it because it's juicy and it affects all of us. There's a little conversation, there's a few nasty arguments, a little FaceTime on some of the Sunday political shows, and then it's an onerous bill. So the pages are so, there's so many pages, nobody has really read through them. It gets, if it gets passed, then the idea is, okay, well, we'll just pass it, and we know that there's this and this and this and this and this that are going to be really hard to implement. We really don't have the manpower for it, and we can't do it, but it sounds good, we want it, so we'll just pass it, and then we'll figure it out later. That's like the most deadly words. How many of you in your lives, I'm sure you've done it, where you say, I'll figure it out later, you know? Oh, there's a leak in the car, I know it. I mean, I see all these spots, the oil spots. Ah, figure it out later. I don't have time to deal with it. And then what happens? Your car is a wreck because you waited for the leak that turned out to be something more than you thought it was. I'll just do it later. I'll deal with it later. And I think that's the attitude. Get it through. Pass it through. Jam it through. It's not popular. Once we jam it through, then we can fix it. So now the problem is what you just, the number that they're estimating, it could be higher, it could be lower, but imagine this, because of the arrogance, the complete ignorance of how you should try to make a law, make a bill become a law, we have to pay the price, $30.8 billion plus probably, all those man hours just thrown out the window. For what? To go back to ground zero again, redo this, work on it, and then have it kick in 2015. So then I'm also wondering if this is going to apply to the individual health mandate. They have not said that yet. And I don't know that they'll go there because the individual health mandate has so many jobs attached to it. What do you have, people sitting around after their training at the IRS waiting for this law to kick in? That's a good job, huh? Just wait. Don't worry. It's like training. It's like when you go, you don't really want to take a job with XYZ company, but you do, and you at least know in the beginning, whew, I can go through the training, and the training will be fun. I'll learn a bunch of stuff, and I don't have to really work yet. The training part will be fine, and I'll go through it, and then I'll worry about the rest later. That's what we are. We're a nation that worries about the rest later. We'll worry about it later. No problem. We'll fix it. We'll spend money and realize we can't have it work. No. We'll pass it on. We'll wait. That's what we do. Big, big, big mistake. But at least they pushed it off because there's no way it would have been a killer. It would have killed so many companies. There would have been shoes dropping all across the nation. I mean, all across the nation. And here's how you know, and I bet you this is the key thing that forced this, although they're not saying this. The biggest insurer is leaving California because they know they can't deal with it. United Healthcare. 8,000 or so existing policyholders will have to find new coverage because they're leaving California. They're leaving the individual market. They don't want to deal with it. They say it's too difficult to administer the plans in a cost-effective way. We can't do it, so we're done. That's so sorry. We're done. I hope you liked it, but we're done. Figure it out for yourself. That is huge. And I think United Healthcare is part of what pushed them to, we're waiting till 2015. We're going to wait till 2015. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Andrew Szabo joins us for another Peel Back the Onion. We'll talk about Ed Snowden and our place in the world right now based on the secrets that have been revealed. Next, though, some odds and ends. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplements. supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tonight, the Statue of Liberty closed for repairs for, 2 years ago. And again, after Superstorm Sandy flooded the island that the Lady Liberty is on, is going to reopen on the 4th of July. How about that? Woohoo! That's big. If you ever go to New York and you've never been there, it is worth the boat ride to go out and see the Statue of Liberty. Seriously. Plus, you're on the little island, you're away from everybody, and then you can take a look back at Manhattan. It's probably the best view. But it is cool to see the Statue of Liberty up close. When I was a little kid, my father took me to the Statue of Liberty for the first time, and I went all the way up through the crown, and I thought it was so cool. I just remember thinking the steps went on forever and ever and ever. Right. And when you think of the monuments that we have in this country, and the 4th of July is a time when you feel patriotic, right? And the monuments that we have to go and visit. If you go to Philadelphia, there's Independence Hall, and there's the Constitution Center, which is really interesting and worth going to the Constitution Center. There's Betsy Ross's house. There's the Ben Franklin house. There's Ben Franklin's grave. There's the Philadelphia Mint. There's the first post office. There's a lot of things to see, but hey, there are tons of monuments in the United States. And you know, go to Washington, and that's what it's all about. The Washington Memorial, the Jefferson Memorial, the Lincoln Memorial, and, you know, think of Mount Rushmore. But I'd say that, you know, if you were going to give me the top five, I think the Statue of Liberty signifies America to so many people, other people in other countries, and they think of opportunity and they think of what life is like in America. They think of Lady Liberty. So to me, my number one monument, although I like the Washington Monument and I feel fortunate to have seen a ton of others, I haven't seen Rushmore. I would love to go and see Rushmore. I would put the Statue of Liberty as number one. What would be your number one ode to liberty monument? You know, it doesn't have to be something big, because everybody's could be a little bit different. It could be something that's just right there in your hometown that somebody erected to remember, you know, something from the war, or, and it could be any of the wars, meaning it could be a battlefield thing, or it could be a Civil War battlefield, whatever, but that you think of, okay, so that's terrible what happened with the Civil War. But again, it's the nation struggling, getting through, a piece of Americana, whatever. And to me, that's the reason why the Statue of Liberty, because of the French giving us the Statue of Liberty, because of so many people, what it symbolized. You talk to anyone who ever came over on a boat, even if, especially if they were kids and their parents made them look and see the Statue of Liberty, you know, the people that came in through Ellis Island, that says it all. Just looking in that harbor and seeing her sit there beats any monument that I've been to or could think of. But you may view it a little bit differently than I do. So, Rex, I promise, Rex, we will get to you in the cheap seats if you call us back. And how about you, Dan in Texas? He's probably off somewhere. And the rest of you, I'm sure you have some thoughts. If you want to throw in your thoughts, you can do that through the email, americatonight.net, or give us a jingle at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. So I mentioned the big thing that happened with the mandate, the employer's mandate, not the individual health mandate. I don't know. I would assume that that has to stick because of the people that were hired. So how about this? The reason why would this be pushed off to 2015? It's simple. Because we've got an election coming up 2014. So 2015, push this off because it's going to infuriate people. It would have tanked. The businesses were scrambling to do something anyway. So what would happen here is it would have hurt some of the elections, some of the campaigns. If you put it off to 2015, then you don't have to deal with it in the campaign. It's after it's over. And that's what I think that was about. That's the reason why I think it was pushed off, to be honest. All right, how about that? My man Rex is back with us in Illinois. Yo, Rex, what's happening?
Zany Delaney, how you doing?
That's how I feel. I do. I feel like an auctioneer.
Well,
yes,
yeah. Well, it's the fourth coming up, and my best of the fourth to everybody out there.
All right. Woohoo!
Number one is the mouth that roared is sitting in Moscow airport. I don't think he's a traitor. I don't think he's, you know, anything other than an idiot.
An idiot, that's the way to say it. There you go.
I mean, here's a guy that had supposedly all the sophistication. He's worked in there. More importantly, is find out is why these people were amassing all this information and find out who's at fault. He's just to me superfluous.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it.
I mean, now we got Obamacare. You don't have enough hours to let me talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, this is such a fiasco. I did work in the medical profession moons ago, and I remember when Miss Hillary come rolling through town. The stupid thing they did was I happened to reside at that time in the state of California. I had one of the most sophisticated, comprehensive health care systems in the world. They had HMOs, PPOs, private health insurance. That was their last stop.
Right.
Well, the last stop was they got up from the tables and they left.
Yeah.
Because they were getting just completely matched. Now, this amount of money that this is going to cost, now incorporated in all of this cost is, how are they going to process the bill? Not just who goes to this part of the corner or who goes to that part of the corner. Who's going to be the adjusters for these bills?
Yeah.
Somebody's got to count for the money.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not heard of anything to date that tells me that. This is just, ladies and gentlemen out there, you call your representative, you do whatever you need to do. This needs to be knocked down. It's already, now they're delaying, what is it, 1 year?
1 year, 2015.
Just, okay. You know, and one of the biggest health care providers in the state of California just opted out.
Yeah, United Healthcare. Sorry. Hey, for all you people that got your card, see that card in your wallet? Take it out and throw it out.
Yeah, really.
Good luck.
Yeah, really. Go down and buy yourself a little toilet paper.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a hassle. That's a hassle for all those people, yeah.
Well, sure. I mean, it affects their lives directly.
Yes, it does.
This is not like some secondary thing. This affects them directly. Especially if you have pre-existing health conditions with, okay, Obamacare is supposed to take care of all that. I'll laugh at that when I see it. All right, my dear, I just want to wish you a very, very happy 4th of July. Thank me for thanking you for that and giving me the opportunity to give me a little airtime. You take good care, my dear.
You're terrific, Rex. You have a great 4th of July, too, as well. Coming up on the flip side, my favorite Brit, Andrew Szabo, peels back the onion next on America Tonight.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Each and every week, we peel back the onion with Andrew Sabo, the marketing chef. He's a professional speaker and a positioning, branding, and messaging strategist. And I'll tell you what, you want to talk about a muddled message. Boy, that's really kind of what's happening here for sure when it comes to Edward Snowden. He is the NSA leaker slash whistleblower. But as I said before in a previous show, there's two different lanes when it comes to whistleblowing. And I think when we have to talk about the classified documents and espionage and all that kind of stuff, he's in the other lane, and I think he's starting to feel very squeezed as Vladimir Putin offers asylum, the president of Russia, but at a cost of muzzling him, and I don't think that's what Snowden wants to do. Andrew, so that's the latest thing that's happened, and that Snowden's been in the Moscow airport for, you know, over a week and a half. Thought he was going to go to Ecuador, and the Ecuadorian, you know, president said, no, thank you. So he's stuck. A lot of people are rejecting him. Are you surprised by that?
No, because this is the play. The fact is China and Russia, they're getting the best out of Snowden because they debriefed him. You know, the Chinese, they took his computers. They got all the information. They got what they wanted. And then they said, okay, goodbye. You need to go. So he went off to Russia. He lands in Russia. The Russians have probably done the same thing. We know that they've questioned it. They've not only downloaded they got all the information. Plus, my understanding is that he was questioned fairly thoroughly. So they've got what they wanted. And they've also been able to use this as diplomatic political fodder to embarrass the Americans. But why offer him political asylum? They already got what they wanted. They've got all the intel, and they'll be able to use that against America. And now they also, by rejecting him and not giving him political asylum, in one sense, in behind our back, they're thumbing their noses at us, the Russians or Putin in particular. But at the same time, they're looking good because, oh, we're not going to offer him political asylum and he needs to go somewhere else. So
It's a dreadful situation, and it's a dreadful mess. And that's to me is the bottom line. There is that China and Russia already got what they wanted, so why bother keeping it? Why set yourself up for that embarrassment?
Yeah, you know it's interesting too. His father, Lonnie Snowden, is trying to help dig his son out of this hole. And you're a parent; you have a son and a daughter. And can you imagine being in this situation where he says he didn't realize what was going on and all that other kind of stuff? But he doesn't even go so much down that lane. He actually sent a letter to Eric Holder, the attorney general, with a list of conditions of how Snowden would come back to the United States. One of them is that he could speak freely about whatever, that he could be tried wherever he chose to be tried, anywhere, wherever that would happen to be, whatever state, federally, whatever federal court. And then the other thing, of course, is that he wouldn't be remanded into custody right away. And you have to sort of be kidding. Of course, the government hasn't responded to that. And now his father is praising his son in an open letter. So you've got a feel for the father. This is a very precarious situation, obviously, for him. As this is playing out, what does your gut tell you? Do you think that he ends up back in the United States because of what we just talked about, what you just mentioned, all these other countries who are saying no thanks now?
Yeah, I mean, it's he is a person without a nation now. I mean, his passport's been revoked. The two states that you could gain the most information out of Snowden have already got what they wanted. These other nations that he made a whole list. There was a list of, I think it was close to 20 nations, wasn't it, Kate, that he was seeking asylum to. Nobody wants them because, one, if they do that, you're going to anger the United States. Number two, by saying no, you're actually gaining political fodder there. I mean, you're actually gaining political credit, so to speak, or diplomatic credits. By refusing him, we already know, everything's being published. You can see that, WikiLeaks is now going ahead with everything. They're not going to stop that. So he really has nothing to offer anybody anymore. So I think by default he'll end up back in the United States or wherever he goes. Somebody's going to end up handing him over to the U.S. Authorities. And it was foolishness from the outset. And that's really the difference, and as we talked about this offline, is there's a difference between whistleblowing I think the cross between stupidity and espionage and naivety. And I do feel at some level, it's a very young person who really doesn't understand how the world works. But there's also some culpability on the part of the government and and his employers. I mean, I'm sorry, how many people have access to all these secrets? It is ridiculous that 5,000 people have access to this kind of information.
Yeah.
So, I feel for him in the sense that, okay, because he was going to be the one idiot that does something stupid with this information. If you're going to give this information, have 5,000 people have access to it, the law of large numbers will tell you that somebody's going to do something idiotic with it. And that's what's exactly happened. You had somebody, a young person, who doesn't understand how the world works and thinks he's doing a good thing. Yes, in one sense, I know there's one side of the argument is saying that the American people should know what's going on, what the American government is doing. But there's a way to do it. And what you do is you stay in this country, you blow the whistle. And there are protections for whistleblowers. If the government is doing something that is beyond the scope of what they should be doing, there's a place and a forum to express that. You don't go running to a foreign government giving away national secrets. That's where he crossed the line. And
I agree. In that same vein, I mean, he lost the right of, really, you could say, even seeking an asylum. when he leaked classified documents. To your point, you're exactly right on with that. I think the other part of this is, how embarrassing is this, Andrew, when you look at, like, the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, comes out today and apologizes for telling Congress that the National Security Agency didn't gather any information, any data on millions of Americans. And this comes after the whole Snowden thing, of course. So he apologizes to the Senate Intelligence Committee chairwoman, Dianne Feinstein. And then they, you know, they posted that obviously on his website and all over the place. I mean, you know, give me a break here. How could they put, how could they have that sensitive information anyway out there? It doesn't give you great confidence in the government, frankly, when you look at other arms of the government and our personal information.
Exactly. And I think his response saying, well, you know, I gave the least truthful answer or the least untruthful answer. No, you're saying you lied. I mean, this is nonsensical. And it's not taking responsibility. I don't understand why he hasn't resigned. I mean, this is the kind of, we've moved into, I think, a new era of lack of responsibility. And I think it's a very dangerous place to be, because if you've got that combination of the government overreaching and then when it's caught not taking responsibility, that is, you know, what that does, it sends the message to others that, hey, I can do something wrong and get away with it.
Yeah. And how damaging to our reputation with other countries in the European Union, especially when they get the roadmap to what we're what's being said about them in an effort to spy on them. And yes, all countries may assume they're being spied on, but to have it there for the world to pick over as all the rankings of who to be more concerned about were out there. The Germans are just incensed. They don't even want to come to this trade meeting next week. And the same thing with the French and so on down the line. Is this going to be hard for the United States to repair?
I think it is at some level, and I think it's going to be even harder if nobody takes responsibility for it. I think it's, you know, people can be forgiving if you take responsibility. Okay, I made a mistake. This was done. We did this. This was wrong. This person needs to be fired, let go. We take responsibility, and then people are prepared to move on. But I think it's the lack of taking responsibility. Now you're left with it's an impasse, basically. So if you don't take responsibility for your actions, if you don't take responsibility for actions, then people feel like, well, you haven't really, there isn't redemption there. You, in order to have redemption, you've got to take responsibility. And I think the world is, because we, like you said, everybody knows this is going on. So, look, if you get caught, say you're sorry. We made a mistake here. We overreached. And we're sorry. And this person needs to go. This person's going. And we're going to change what we're doing. And you move on. And then you come back to the table. And you can get on with the trade talks. But the fact that we're not taking responsibility, I think, is further damaging. And we've seen that with one a scandal after the other where there has not been culpability and accountability. And it ends up, just in the same way as the American people are now very distrustful of the government because there hasn't been culpability by the things done in the Attorney General's office, by the IRS, now by NSA. So foreign governments are going to look at the U.S. and say, well, they're not taking responsibility for the things they got caught doing. Then there's going to be a lack of trust towards the U.S. government. So how can we believe what the U.S. says when it comes to something even as simple as trade talks? So this is very damaging for us diplomatically, and I think ultimately economically, and our reputation as a country.
Yeah, I agree. Andrew Saba, we got to fly. Peeling back the onion. We'll do it again next week. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you, Kate.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Imagine throwing two. Cincinnati right-hander Homer Bailey did just that. The last one was September 28, 2012, and he did it on Tuesday night. He allowed just one base runner. He dominated the San Francisco Giants at the Great American Ballpark, and the fans were very appreciative. The Reds won the game 3-0, and he was perfect until he had a leadoff walk in the seventh inning to Gregor Blanco. Later in the inning, first baseman Joey Votto fielded a ground ball, and with first base uncovered through to third for fielder's choice, Blanco to keep the no-hit bit alive. That was your moment of, ooh, is this going to still work? Bailey then had a 1-2-3 eighth inning, and he was able to get out of the ninth inning. So he struck out nine through 109 pitches. It's 5-6. Okay on the season, but really spectacular in that game and that win over the Giants. So that's consecutive no hits. How awesome is that? Amazing. Homer Bailey, second no hitter, just completely dominating the Giants. There's a few big numbers for you, right? For sure. All right, a couple of other numbers to throw at you after all for We Can Count. And it includes Ed Snowden. The Bolivian plane was rerouted under suspicions that leaker Ed Snowden was on board. All of a sudden, we didn't hear anything coming out of Moscow since Vladimir Putin, the president, said, you can stay here, but you have to shut your mouth. You can't talk about, you cannot talk about the things that you want to leak as far as documents are concerned. We won't allow that, and that kind of is his prize. So anyway, here's your number. NSA leaker Ed Snowden now can say that he has been seeking asylum in 21 different countries. So that's why the Bolivian story is so interesting. And he withdrew his request, and almost half of the countries on his request list have turned him down. So the list is narrowing. France, Portugal refused to let a plane carrying Bolivian President Morales into the airspace because they thought Snowden was on board. It was rerouted to Austria. That's the big story there, lots of miles away. And apparently the president was upset about it because he said it was a lie, and he wanted to know who came up with that cockamamie story. So the developments around Snowden continue to spiral in a lot of different directions, even with stories that are untrue. And where he ends up, who knows? Because of the 21 countries, 10 turned him down flatly or say his request is invalid because he can't, he isn't physically on their territory. So as that number shrinks, you know, if you add the list up, it includes Brazil and India, Austria, Finland, Germany, Ireland, Norway, Poland, Spain, and Switzerland. They say, you know, they can't do it. It's invalid because it wasn't from their own territory. So at this point, he is still in nowhere man's land, and where he ends up is absolutely a mystery. This is a big story that didn't get buried in Illinois, but probably got buried a little bit in some other places. The Illinois governor, Democratic governor, Pat Quinn, got a little bit of a backlash from his own party, as well, of course, as the NRA. On Tuesday, he unilaterally changed legislation meant to allow the carrying of concealed weapons. In a challenge to gun rights supporters, Quinn moved to cap the number of firearms and rounds that can be carried by people who live in Illinois and ban guns from any place that serves alcohol. Now, that move was kind of a nod to the governor's gun control base, because in Illinois, as you can imagine, the state faces a court-ordered July 9th deadline to allow concealed and carry. But he used what is known as a mandatory veto power, and it could with this deal, put this in flux. So some are saying they're going to reject Quinn's new provisions, and some are saying that they'll embrace it. But before the court ruling, Illinois was the only state in the nation to still forbid people from carrying concealed weapons. The legislation was meant to turn that around. But now with this decision to impose these last-minute changes, claiming the bill had serious flaws and it jeopardized public safety, he's using his power to usurp that. And I don't know that that's going to stand. It's interesting because there were a lot of people in Illinois that were actually, I think, comforted and excited about the fact that there was going to be concealed and carry, and now there's a concern about whether or not that's going to topple. I don't think so. I don't think they can because of the ruling. So Kid Rock is in an interesting position right now. I happen to read an article about him because this is a numbers deal here with We Can Count. I'm going to throw it into the mix. He is taking his sort of Southern rock style, whatever you want to call it, hip-hop act on the road. Check out what he's doing. He's offering fans $20 tickets to join his party. It's called the $20 Best Night Ever Tour, and it just kicked off a few days ago. And he's bringing some of his friends along, Uncle Cracker, ZZ Top. He waives the upfront guarantee to make the $20 ticket business model happen, but he's pretty confident, I guess, that fans will turn out. He's saying that he sees what people are paying for T-shirts and what they're paying for concert tickets and beers and everything else. And so he feels like just charging the $20 is something that he wants to give back to the fans, and he thinks that he's not risking it and that people will turn out in droves. I think $20 to see the people that I just mentioned is a pretty good ticket, especially in some of those bigger arenas, and it might hold up. He might just sell them all out. All right, this is a very sad story. Pierce Brosnan's daughter, Charlotte, has died after a three-year battle with ovarian cancer. Charlotte was 41 years old, and so this is a disease that he's familiar with. Brosnan released a statement and said his daughter fought her cancer with grace and humanity, courage and dignity, and our hearts were heavy with the loss of our beautiful dear girl, and we pray for her and that the cure for this wretched disease will be close at hand, and we thank everyone for their condolences. So she survived by her husband, a 14-year-old daughter, 8-year-old son. She lost her mother, Pierce Brosnan's wife, in 91 to ovarian cancer. And also, there's another a grandmother in the family that has ovarian cancer. So that family has definitely been struck by what it can be, a very hard disease to actually detect. As we move along for our last little piece of information here when it comes to numbers, there are a couple different things happening in, politically, and we know everybody's scattered as far as on the Hill, really, for the holiday week. But there are some key things. There are some key things that are happening once everybody comes back. When I say everybody, everybody on the Hill. And it includes probably yet another committee hearing over a crazy set of videos that came out. We just can't get enough of the GSA. So Judicial Watch obtained a bunch of videos through a Freedom of Information Act. And the videos that they got were, again, General Service Administration parties where they spent a ton of money on a movie parody. The videos, The Lease Father, which was kind of a send-up, they call it, of The Godfather, showed costumed GSA employees promoting agency initiatives and talking about government practices and trying to motivate workers. Two GSA employees parody a famous scene from The Godfather movie with an employee begging for mercy from another. So, of course, the GSA did not really respond to the release of this. You know, it's interesting how much money had they spent on things like these videos. They're saying that they spent, in that one conference, $820,000. They actually gave away bicycles. They had a mind reader. And they had a clown for 300 people. Oh, my, oh, my. Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.